Turn me up a little bit. Turn me up a little bit.
From this track. That's what I'm going to sound.
All right, y'all. What You Scared to Say podcast, episode 21. We are back. Big episode. We got Sister Talia here. Before I really, really introduce her, I want everybody to like, subscribe, and share to the YouTube channel right now. I want to give a shout out to Redcon One. Use code Alante. We're going to pop it up across the screen. Use code Alante to get your discounted checkout. This is the best performance supplements on the market right now. They're the fastest growing. You know, Deion Sanders just became part owner. He bought in. It's lit. So, you know, when I say Redcon One, you know we associated with the big dogs. We only messing with the elites. So, episode 21. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a real plug up here. I have your favorite community leader's favorite community leader. All right. I said that earlier. I meant it. From afar, I've only known you for a couple years, but in the couple years that I've known you, and you invited me to one of your platforms, you had a showcase going on a couple years ago. I was able to come through that through Wise. Shout out to Wise, the Hood Mayor. Yeah,
Ashley just gave him an award, city council citation.
Big award. Yeah, that was dope. That was fire too. That was
always have my back. Salute Wise 2100. We back at it this summer, bro.
Yeah. No, most definitely. I watched you from afar have crazy influences in the neighborhoods. I see that you got people from all different type of ages. You got the youth, you got the young kids, you know, whether it be from 5 years old to 12 years old. And you got the grown men that's, you know, 30 plus years old. And the difference what I see what you do, what you didn't do, what other people have failed to do is connect to different generations. You instead of putting your nose up, instead of saying I don't like the music that they listen to, you decided to put on showcases. You decided to really find, all right, what do they listen to? How can I connect with them? Mm-hmm. I think that is a talent. I think that is a gift that you have. You're the type of woman that I think when you're trying to put something together, people should run through brick walls for. All right.
I appreciate that.
So,
but that's the whole point of City of Dreams is to manifest. Like, a lot of people that come to City of Dreams, they wind up becoming.
What is City of Dreams and who started it?
All right. So, City of Dreams, we started City of Dreams basketball. A lot of people don't know that. Because I also have a lot of stalkers that are still saying I was there. I'm still their secretary.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. But City of Dreams Coalition. City of Dreams Basketball turned into City of Dreams Coalition because we had a plethora of artists, elected officials, grassroots organizations, real ones out there doing the real work. And we just became a coalition. You know, everything.
That's fire.
Everything, you know, derived and just manifested on its own. Just like we have a 24-hour hotline. People call me for any and everything.
Yeah.
You know, our different programs from one mother to another, DHS support, you know. Most of these mothers don't know their rights. You know, a lot of them are hurting, going through so many different problems, and nobody's really there to support. It's your own mommy or cousin. They mad at you. They want to call DHS. That's only within the black and brown communities. Yes, we do it to ourselves, and yes, I said it.
Right.
So, you know, there's so many different programs that have derived from City of Dreams Coalition. Mm-hmm. But I have the gift. Right. To be able to engage with different people from different ages because I love on them. Yeah. I don't use them for alley-oop. I don't use them for a photo op. I really love on them.
What made family. You want to, like, because a lot of people, you could have just minded your business and chose to do something else with your life. What made you really care? Because I see that you really care.
Honestly, because I am that same little girl that was in the streets. A lot of people don't know that. And shout out to Rock the Mic Podcast, Benji Jones, Rock Nation. Mm-hmm. They're actually starting my documentary because a lot of people don't know that with the JBM books, there's two books that I'm that little girl that they were trying to save years ago. A lot of people don't know that. They're like, oh, Sis Tilly, y'all don't know a fucking thing about me.
That's some real history.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing is a lot of people that's still living that see me hungry as a 12-year-old child, straight A 12-year-old child, homeless child, falling on my knees, picking me up and feeding me. Right. That's a lot of people that are getting interviewed as we speak that have seen it, have seen me go to girls' high, running crack houses, doing a 4-to-12 shift, you know, 4-to-12 shift, make sure I got my chicken wings, French fries, my new tights for the next day of school. Yeah. People don't know I'm a real hustler.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I be mad when young boys come out, I live in a trap house, I live in a band. Don't boy, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
When you selling, yeah, you know I mean, we selling 130 packs and still going to school at the same time. That's a real motherfucking hustle. And I was a little girl back then.
Right.
But you know, but nobody saves anybody these years. You know, I've been through everything. Yeah. People don't know that. You know, besides the strokes, besides having, you know, with my youngest daughter,
some health
which
issues.
Everybody, and stuff, has health issues. You know, 5 months pregnant from domestic violence because he was jealous of everything that I do. Okay. You know, I was put in a wheelchair. A lot of people don't know that. Right. A lot of people don't know, you know, then after that, the strokes, you know, so, yes, what's good, y'all? So, I'm sorry, all the love. But a lot of people don't, They don't know my real name. They're still trying to figure out how old I am.
I think that's something crazy, because when you're on the internet, you're doing what you're doing, and you're putting together the events that you're putting together, a lot of people act like they know you, they come up with assumptions, but they don't know about how hard it is to put these things together. They don't know about how you got to juggle your personal life and how you got to juggle, you know, your real, what you're trying to do for the people. And that's a talent.
Because a lot of people lose sight of the mission. Yeah. That's why I started having to be so careful. And again, shout out to Y2100.
Right.
You know, people that swear, even Beanie Siegel always get on my back about watching my energy, watching my surroundings who I keep around.
Because they'll drain you.
And they have. Yeah. They have. They definitely have. And it's like I underestimated the thirst.
Yeah.
You know, they lose sight of the mission. The reason why, first of all, I'm community political. A community political first.
Right.
And then the only reason why I got into entertainment because my artist that was rocking with me from the very jump, shout out to T-Beezy, shout out to Just Chill, shout out to so many. But rocking with me from the start, it's like they were getting messed over. They was getting fucked over, point blank, period.
Yeah.
Over by fake promoters and this person talking about they with this entertainment company, and you're not. Right. And you have nothing for my babies.
Right.
Even the ones that are rapping, like, whatever, they still my babies.
Why does speaking on that, because I heard, you know, gripes, because, you know, I'm a rapper too. I do, you know, I'm ears to the street.
Yeah.
So when people, you know, you have like a plethora of people be like, they always want to put the blame towards somebody why a showcase might flop or why something might not be promoted the way they thought it was going to be promoted.
It's bad business. It's bad business. I'm tired of it.
Because where's the leadership? Like we always get the complaints that Philly don't got the same DJs or connections or industry people
because
like New York.
Philly
or
people
Atlanta.
Do not allow Philly people to thrive. Point blank, period.
Right.
Like we were discussing earlier, like if it's a whole team, I see it again and again. That's why I'm not cliquish. A lot of people get mad because I'm not cliquish. Yeah. I will never be cliquish. I am my own person. I love who I love. I believe in who I believe in. And, you know, and in Philadelphia, like, I'm completely disgusted at this point.
Okay.
That's why moving forward and all the big events and everything that we will be announcing, I'm done.
Right.
I'm done. I'm tired of the nigga business. Yeah, I said it. You know, people saw there's a whole bunch of grown people that still can't fill out W-9 or each week I got to teach them how to make an invoice. Get your business right.
Right.
That's why people can't elevate.
Right.
But it's always somebody else's fault but your own.
Right. No accountability.
Yeah, it's no accountability whatsoever.
Right.
Get your business right. You know, like, there's been times I've been arguing with people like, come get your checks. Right. Well, I'll come get it. It's like, it's only
you
like.
You got to walk people.
Yeah, you got to walk. Like, get your business.
Got to hold
right.
their hand through. Everything.
Yes.
And as an artist, I think that's very important. A lot of artists like to get mad at people who's putting it together. You see me trying to put this together. Well, where's the help at? Like I can't pull.
They always expect me to do everything. Everything.
But I'm bringing you to the door. Like I can't keep you in that room, but I'm going to bring you to the door though.
I can't do it. I can't be
clear.
But the whole thing, I'm done with that. You know, the whole thing with City of Dreams is so I can touch these people.
Right.
But I have to realize some of them don't want to be touched.
Can't save everybody.
Some of them don't want to be saved.
Yeah.
So my whole trajectory and the ones that I target, the ones that, you know, just naturally come to me,
right.
I'm not dealing with it no more. Like, look at all the, you know, and like I said, I really underestimated the thirst.
Right.
especially when I start seeing these little raggedy bitches. Yeah. You know, I got one running around still that ruins so many relationships with me. Like, I'd be scared to post. Like, yeah. I don't even want to.
I heard something. I see you said something about a stalker. Time,
yeah, yeah. Like, well, I have a couple.
What's this about?
I got a couple of them, maybe. I got a couple stalkers.
Right.
So the one, she's still running around talking about I'm her secretary. You know, I just met the bitch like a year and a half ago and she's schizophrenic, bipolar. Yeah. Yeah. She's still going around trying to tell people she started City of Dreams. City of Dreams started like 15 years ago, baby.
Oh my
Go
God.
Sit your dumb behind them. Then I got another one, and when I say it was devastating, right?
That's how you know you're becoming a rock star when you got multiple stalkers. I ain't get to that level yet. Yeah,
exactly. But then it's like that's where I'm disgusted, and that's the reason why I'm watching how I move now. I don't need people around me. Yeah. I don't. And it's
the same way.
I try to have an assistant. I don't want no more assistants no more. I don't want nobody in my personal circle or around me. Like this last one, she got picked like not that I'm tatted all over the place. Then I ain't never had no ass in my life, y'all. That's I'm a whole Mexican Jamaican. Right. I ain't never had no ass in my life. But it's like they're so desperate to be who I am.
Right.
Let me be me first.
Right.
Let me be me. And first of all, you can never be me.
Right.
In a political community or entertainment arena.
Right.
And it's like this is how people, you know, other Philadelphians bring other Philadelphians down.
Right.
Just do you. Just do you and worry about doing you. You know, I'm flattered that, you know, everybody always wants to have my life, but it's not about the glitz and glamour. It's about hitting these motherfucking streets. Right. Getting these bitches to wake up and realize, get your kids out these streets.
Right.
Before you call me again and talk about Q come save him. You know, he just got killed, but come to find out he done killed 10 niggas like a month ago. Right. You understand me?
He was a whole demon himself.
Yeah, he was a whole demon himself. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's what I'm trying to do where all you see is flashing lights.
Right.
And that's where I had to take a step back. You know, like when I say, oh my goodness, and hurt so many relationships, because these kids, like the younger kids, the people that don't really know me,
right.
They say, oh, that's Sister Talia. No, it wasn't. Right. I ain't never had no ass in my life. Yeah. That whoever was that picture of the girl on the back page, it wasn't me, boo boo.
Stop believing everything.
And plus, I'm a bit way older than the little girl that they put up there. So, and the girl had like one tattoo going down her back. But yes, like everything I do, then like even with my niece the other day, I finally did put her up, and I haven't put her up in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, all she does, every time I put somebody up, even Mills right here, because she's blocked, so I can't see nothing this dumb broad does. Right. Even if she goes on his page, I'll put something, I can't see that she commented, even though I could care less.
Right.
I could still care less, but it's like, damn, everything I do, you're on it.
On it.
Everybody, another group that we do events and stuff together, but like, they just come into Philly.
Yeah.
Like, I've been working with them the last couple months. Like, why are you inboxing someone? Are you still with me?
Yeah.
No, you're not. Leave me alone. But this is what happens, not just me.
Right.
This is what happens all across Philadelphia because people are so desperate.
Right.
That people are so desperate.
To get a position.
That's why I thank you for giving me this platform on What You Scared to Say podcast, because a bitch ain't scared.
Right.
A bitch ain't scared.
Right.
But it needs to be said. Right. It needs to be said once and for all, because it's like.
Right. To put the truth out there.
To put the truth out there, but also so I could go back being me. Going back in the streets where I don't got to
live. It feel good when you get it off. You know what?
Yeah, this wasn't me, boo.
Whether you understand it or not, that's on you.
Yeah, so anybody, just let you guys know now, everybody knows who the little dumb broad is. When I say, child, please, you don't understand how many people she done slept with in 3 months, and I'm not into that stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody knows when you start twerking around me, all my babies know, even the female, they know that I'm gonna make them stop. So I'm not into that scene.
Right.
So everybody's like, you ain't know? I know, I ain't know. She's fucking this one. But this baby mama getting mad at me.
Keep my name out of it.
I told my your sisters, I know, I didn't know. My girlfriend rappers, they like, fuck, you have no idea.
Right.
But I'm the bad person because I wanted better for this person.
Yeah.
One, I was going through the worst moments of my life. No,
I think when you're trying to accomplish great things in life, a lot of people are going to gravitate to you. I find that it's happening to me now. Like, a lot of people are asking.
But the devil does too.
Right. So if you believe in God, then you got to believe in the devil. And if God's working in the devil, long as he's going to. So he decides he doesn't want him to work anymore.
No, it's cheating.
It's going to come from both angles. So I've had to learn how to deal with that and how to, you know, cipher through who.
Yeah.
Because people always got agendas or where they might want to get to it. Like, let me use this person to get here. And they think, you know, and you can't let that affect you when you're trying to accomplish great things.
But then it did have to make me wake up and realize, like, even Beanie said he's not going to post anything until I move from my house. Because a lot of people don't know, even with me being paralyzed and put in a wheelchair 5 months pregnant, then still out here after 4 strokes. And it comes, he is like that. And even after having 4 strokes, I'm still out here for the people.
Right.
And then they're trying to make up reasons why I'm having strokes. You fucking idiots.
Right.
It's fucking hereditary. I mean, my mom just died, finally passed away with a tumor coming out her head, and I'm
definitely running.
And I'm following exactly. I'm from lymphoma and some other stuff, and I'm following her footsteps. Right. So it's fuck y'all. Man. Yeah, so fuck y'all. Right. You know, because this is real life stuff. But guess what? I'm still out here on these streets doing it for the people for real. No, but it's like I'm tired of the people that get in the way of me helping people. Because like I don't even feel like being on social media. I want to get into people's ass. I just don't feel like it. Because
let me ask you a question.
Bunch of frauds anyway.
Right. That's real shit. I want to ask you a question because you're connected. You collect. You're connected. In the political world and things like that.
Yes.
My opinion, right? I'm going to ask something that might get you in some hot water.
Go ahead. Look, they be trying to blackball me anyways. They can't stop me. I love y'all too.
You try to get things done. And when I look around, I feel like it doesn't take out the mud. It doesn't take 50 years. It doesn't take 100 years, in my opinion, to get things done. But the way things be moving, we be dragging our feet in this city. I look at sections like, hold up, like North Philly, like West Philly, like South Philly, and I wonder, why don't it look like Chestnut Hill? Why don't it look like Jenkintown?
Because we don't vote.
Hold on. Let me hold up. Wait.
I'm about to give it to you.
Yeah, please.
I'm about to give it to
you. Why, if we're getting taxed the way we're getting taxed, where the fuck does the money go? Now, I'm not the most smartest person in the world, but when I look at these streets, there's more speed cushions down than there is potholes being fixed. Yeah. So if I go to white neighborhoods, you would never see the streets looking like that. You'll never see these schools looking like prisons. So if we keep voting Democrat, right?
But we don't vote. But we do. No, we don't.
Because the city is blue. We vote Democrat year after year after year, but the violence stays the same. The streets stay the same. The buildings stay the same. North Philly been looking like North Philly forever, even though they gentrifying certain little places. Temple is.
Oh yeah, all y'all getting out of North Philly.
But West Philly too. So we do vote because it's a blue. If we didn't vote, then Republicans would take over then.
But let me tell you, like I said, also having a shout out to Commissioner Omar Sabir, my play brother. You know, we also started the civics on our school tour. On our school tour, turn up, turn violence down, school tour. Mm-hmm. But voting, we're the only, first of all, and this is what's going to get me in trouble, and I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But we are the only people that don't stick together. We're the only people out there looking like monkeys on every news channel across the motherfucking world, shooting and killing and robbing and pulling each other down all across the world.
I agree.
Not just the nation, the world.
Right.
Do you understand me? And this has been going on. We are committing genocide to our own people.
That's true.
We don't see white people, white kids going back and forth across Kelly Drive and all these different little neighborhoods across Sea Lion Avenue shooting each other. Right. Only our people do. We're doing what they want us to do.
Right.
Which is either keep killing each other, putting each other in prison, being locked down for prison so you keep making, which lawyers are mostly white.
Right.
All across the nation.
Right.
So we're making sure that their grandchildren stay rich and giving their grandchildren opportunities and that make sure that they'll always have a position.
I like what you're saying. So it sounds like you talk about accountability. That's just the people we don't care enough.
We don't. Because first of all, the white, they come out 70% in their neighborhoods, 80 to 90%, and vote for what? That's why they have.
Right.
That's why we are the have-nots, because only 2%. Some places.
Do you think we should apply more pressure to the Democrats and say, listen, if you don't fix all these streets, we not voting. We going to vote for Republicans. Did you think?
But that's not what's going to happen because, you know, it's still, again, there's only a few. If you see them on my pages, the ones that I really love and mess with, but there's a lot of them that just don't. They will allow to see their whole neighborhood, black neighborhood, go down just to make sure they still up.
That's deep.
And that's how it goes. Right. They will make sure the rest of the neighborhoods go down because you got a lot of them don't have the courage to not be puppets. A lot of them are just puppets.
Right.
Do you understand me? And they don't care because they're living in beautiful homes while.
As long as they family taken care of, they can care really less about the neighborhoods and really, because it shouldn't take 50, 100 years of voting just to make the neighborhood look a certain way.
We don't vote anymore. And then I'm thinking of statistics. I can break them down for you from neighborhood, from ward to ward, as me being a special committees person as well. I can break it down to you.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Right.
It's disgusting. Well,
a lot of people feel that voting doesn't change anything. It doesn't matter. But how can you convince somebody? Well, is there when y'all have these meetings, are y'all coming up with fresh ideas on how to get people to be like, all right, it matters when you vote.
Even when I come up with ideas, they be scared. They're just now starting to catch on to why my block by blocks. Why me sitting in a face and taking a seat at the table.
Yeah.
You know, they're just now starting. Oh, okay, says Talia, I get it now.
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
So until my second stroke, I never smoked weed since I was a kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Since I was a kid. But, you know, my son took me outside. Like, my look, stroking all. Like, yeah. I started smoking again. Gave my old head joints all day. Right. So, but we have to meet where they're at. That's why Senator Street, Senator U.S. Senator Bob Casey and Biden is so important, because they're opening up their ears and their minds to how the hip-hop culture is. And that's the problem that we have.
You like Biden?
We have to bridge. He's the best choice. But the bridge, the intergenerational gap. I'm sorry, but like for right now, it is Biden.
Is he? You think he cares about black people?
I do. Do I think that they're all misguided? Because they, and the whole reason why, and a lot of our resolutions, our bills, what goes on in our communities, as a lot of people that's not from our communities making the decisions for us, but don't have a clue how to engage with us. And that's how we're different over here at City of Dreams. Yeah. We are able to engage with people from different walks of life, from different backgrounds, white, black, whatever the case may be. I run an interfaith coalition. You know how many people are mad at me because my partner is a pastor. Shout out to Pastor Stan Laws. Get ready for from April, May. We got so much stuff going
on. Why would people be mad? Because your pastor,
because one of my partners is a pastor. Because we have so much that already divides us. We have so much that already divides us in this city.
So God forbid somebody from another faith or
I wouldn't care if somebody was Jewish, a black Jew.
Yeah.
That's my brother.
Right.
You understand me? But everybody is just so divided. I think that's a huge
problem in the city.
Yes.
Because,
where we have religion, where we have style, we have this dividing us, but we're still all a people.
Yeah.
You understand me? If your cousin is Catholic, but that's your favorite cousin.
Right.
But you Muslim. So what?
Like the love stops if, you know,
if you're not the same or if you're not clicking to what they're into. It's like they don't know how they're so desperate. I never understood that.
Whatever you believe in, if your God teaches division, I don't know, not one book or holy book or God, that whoever you pray to, I never seen division like that's what they're pushing. But we as humans, we create the division.
Yeah,
we it's a gang. Like, oh, if you're not clicked up over here, I can't even help you out in life. I can't even show you love. I can't even show no compassion because we don't pray the exact same way. All these human rules that we come up with. But I never seen a holy book that pushes division the way we as humans push it.
Beings, but that's why but we're not perfect. Islam is, Christianity and Torah, whatever the case may be, whatever everybody else believes in.
Right.
Go ahead, believe in what you believe in and be happy.
Yeah.
But you know, but we as a people, we have to do better. Here in Philadelphia, you know, growing up underneath, you know, parents from Georgie Woods era and all that whole nine yards, growing up in the politics and selling tickets, holding tickets for my auntie, a retired councilman, so many different things. Yeah. You know, I seen that from the elders, and even with right now, I have to step in at one of the masjids because the older women was going off on a bunch of young girls last night on the night of Alaya Tukhadr. No.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be welcoming to these young girls. Right. I might get in trouble for that, but this is what it is. Right. This is what we have to talk about.
Right.
You know,
a comfortable conversation.
Like, yeah, but a lot of kids don't want to vote. A lot of younger people, they'll try to start doing stuff in the community, but then you always got some hater and don't want somebody to become a bigger community leader than them. And, and it's the community leaders fighting against each other. It's shenanigans.
And when does it never stop?
It doesn't stop. But that's the problem why we all cannot come together, because everybody wants to be top dog.
Right.
And they constantly lose sight of the mission at hand.
Right. I believe in that. I always said that, you know, I don't got to be the captain of the yacht long as I'm on the boat. Like, for instance, we done said Wise name a few times throughout this interview. That's big bro. Like, he got me in a lot of, you know, he's really the face. Like,
come on, sis, wake up.
He's been the face of everything. But it's just like, listen, I don't got to be the guy that's on. Long as I'm in the door, I got my own. And I play my position. And I believe if everybody thought like that, everybody moved like that, then we'd be a lot further along as a people.
Yep.
If, you know, we'll get a lot more things done. But we're so clicked up and we're so jealous. Exactly. And we're always trying to get.
But everything was okay for years. And for years, I always supported this podcast, supported this person in their dreams, supported this. But when I blew up, it was a whole motherfucking problem.
Right.
And when I say hurt my heart to see people look at me in envy, but any other time, Sister Talia.
Yeah.
But as soon as I blew up,
because
I was never, like I said, I was never into entertainment side until a couple years ago when I got tired of my people getting fucked over.
Right.
I always had my entertainment and giving love to people and for doing my community events, my political events.
Yeah.
But as soon as I blew up,
right,
it was game over.
I want to know about the ones that do help, though. I want to know about your team. Who are the plugs or the people who you connected to when you need to get something done, far as the locations, far as events? events or whatever. Who's the team? Because you got to have somebody
that
helps you.
I'm the plug, and I just have a whole team that I
delegate things to.
No.
Okay.
I just have a team that I find out what it is they want to do. Let's just say one of my partners is a dance champion.
Okay.
I can't dance no more, no nothing for being in a wheelchair, but, you know, I can fake blicky, maybe two-step for about 2.5 seconds before my hips start hurting again. But anything he does it with style. He does it with grace for the dance life community.
Yeah.
He does it for real, not just for photo ops. He make sure it's opportunities. So I go to bat for him.
Yeah.
Whatever he needs, I get. Whatever buildings he wants, whatever permits, I get my sponsors to sponsor him, and I will do it again and again and again because I know he does it for real.
Right.
That's how City of Dreams works. But it's always every time I try to give somebody a speech, I'll do this for you, and I don't get no kickbacks when I get people grants and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Never, I don't want nothing. Law going to take care of me. But it's like it's always got to be some nigga fuck shit.
Do people accuse you of taking money or anything like that? Have you ever got that type of accusation before?
No, because everybody knows, and anybody that has, like, say, if we were to sat down with you to do a consultant, I let you know.
Yeah.
So, like, my whole teams and people that even hate me, they can't even fix to say that shit out their mouth because the first time I don't want it. Oh, you got to take something.
Yeah.
I always get that so people know it's not about the money with me.
Right.
Even if I do a program or whatever, I always wind up going overboard and giving back my percentages.
Right.
And wind up struggling. And I could care less. A guy got me.
Yeah.
But it's like, damn, the city is they're just relentless.
Bunch of crabs in there.
It is, and it's like the thirst. And again, I can't say it. The thirst, thirsty ass thoughts. The men and women, both thoughts. And it's like the more sickening I'm at the point right now is like even getting up every morning and my daily routine and getting up by the time I even get to West Philly to drop my daughter off. It's like all I see is a whole bunch of niggas. To stand on the corner 8:30 in the morning, a whole bunch of our men that's supposed to be getting doing something with their lives so they can future control our communities and their families and take care of their kids.
Yeah.
They out there just on the corners looking like dummies waiting to get picked off and go to jail or wind up dying because they're going to have some type of toe tag. Either it's going to be state parole, federal parole, or they're going to be in a morgue.
Talking about that on the way up here or whatever a little bit, and I'd say we always hear about, you know, the drill music or the rap music, or and then we just glorify certain street life, but nobody tell you about the dark sides of, you know, the other sides of everything. And I was telling y'all how even when you're on state road, how they'll serve you food that says not made for human consumption, or, you know, they don't tell you about the expenses that your folks out here going to be spending on, you know, phones and commissary and things like that, how it puts your family in a burden, and how it's so stressful because people are doing the bid with you. But, you know, we got men out here who I consistently have been talking about for the past couple of weeks who, you know, they'll be on the internet all day and they'll be like, these girls don't submit and these girls are not this and that. But what are they submitting to?
What are we submitting to? Please tell me. I refuse to date somebody that came home from jail. And I checked back friends. And also, FYI, boo-boos, anybody that's in my inboxes, stop lying about y'all ages just to date me. I am checking IDs. After this last shenanigans, I am checking IDs on our first date. You know what I mean?
Right.
But seriously, like, what do we have to submit to? Yeah. Y'all men come out, y'all add, like, y'all talk, like, and the first people in our lives, y'all first people out there on the corners, that's some bitch shit.
Yeah.
That's some bitch shit. We supposed to be some old ladies coming outside to hackle, but it's a whole other hackle and run their mouths. But it's always a bunch of men all over the city every morning, and it's sickening.
It just seemed like the goal now is just to be like, all right, I got some designer on. Let me flash this money across my arm.
Living in a basement?
I took a couple trips to maybe Dior or something. Like, what have you accomplished? What businesses
it's
have you started?
All frauding.
What do you own? What do women have to follow and look up to and be in admiration of?
I'm sick. Like,
you got a bunch of weak men out here that, I could pull a gun. I could pull the trigger. I got a gun with a switch.
But cowards.
There are no guns in prison. So when you get
there's
in prison,
there's not killers in Philly. They're shooters.
Yeah, they're just
they
shooters.
They ain't no real killers in Philly.
But you're not
they're
a man.
But shooters.
Yeah, if there's no guns in prison. So when you get in prison, then you get a guy that's much, you know, bigger physique than you. He's gonna dump you on your head.
Yep.
But, you know, it's a lot of scrawny, you know, guys, and, you know, they just in bars all day and popping
desperate
pills and perks and honey packs all day, sleeping with anything. You don't have no standards.
He said that's
some honey packs. No, that's the popular thing. I'm about to go get with this girl. I'm gonna go to the gas station, go get a honey pack. Like, you wouldn't need that if you was working out, if you was in shape. But, you know, it'd be naturally, it'd come to you.
But also even with these women, like when me and Beanie, shout out to Beanie Siegel. But even when we started like social music movement, shout out to Don Grooves, the whole nine yards, with Batcave, Catalyst Studios. But even when we started, it's like watching these women and even getting more in tune with the women, why they break down. Don't get it messed up. Like I wasn't, you know, every mother needs support. Every mother needs help.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's like, what do we have to look forward to?
Yeah.
Some nut ass nigga, but then the bras don't even have to cook clean. Most of they coochie stink, walking around with some pissy pussies. Like what type of man wants some broad just always running around in the streets and in every club, taking perks, smoking weed with their kids? You know, what type of, what do they have to come home to?
So these women
are most of these women are jokes as well.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But again, no matter what, even this is a personal belief, but our men, our families are failing because our men have failed our families.
Right.
The leaders and the guiders of our communities and our communities are failing our families, point blank, period.
Exactly. I couldn't have said any better. I think more women will fall under the line if men had more standards. If men had more standards of what, because men are willing to sleep with almost any and everything. Yes. Women be like, they don't feel like they got to self-improve.
They're desperate for love, to feel that love, because they don't have
exactly. But if every man was chasing his purpose, if every man stayed on his purpose and stayed on his job, then a woman would have to, all right, I can't be coming to him with two kids, three kids, four different baby daddies, a mouth that talk crazy. She would have to be in her feminine energy 100% of the time if men would stay in their purpose.
See, a lot of these women have to become alpha because they're stuck out here raising these kids.
And they're not built for it.
And it's like, even when me and Beanie, again, another program that came up underneath the social music movement is also taking some of these men, because like he was bringing a lot of different artists. Like shout out Turned Up Mirror, he's one of our first that we help get custody of these kids.
Right.
And it's like, and then he was able to focus more.
We'd be doing work in the courts too.
Yeah, we don't know work. That's why everybody calls me like, Cecilia, I'm in trouble. Cecilia, I'm in trouble. But I don't just show up. I vet every case.
Yeah.
No need to apply if you're a pedophile or if you ever sign some paperwork. Because
yeah,
I'm telling.
Yeah,
I'm telling. Those are not the type of cases that I take. That I take, but I make sure
you're done.
You're done. If you did it,
you're done.
If you did it, I'm gonna make sure you get the time you deserve, and not the 30s.
That sounds like use a young Diddy. Yeah.
Yeah, if you young Diddy and out there, you can stay over there as well. Cesar Noble, you can please get off my line, because I know you over there on the other side. Please. And again, I'm gonna make this announcement. Like, everybody knows about my stalkers. So with our great crazy events, and we're like, I'm still reluctant to push it up, because every time I do, she goes right to the inboxes. Yeah. She's so I want to block this person because I know they with them.
Yeah.
But we got some like dope events with DJ Diamond Cuts, whole big parade coming next
month. That
is fire. Where it's all City Dreams artists that actually come.
Can we be a part of these? What You Scared to Say podcast? My squad. Like, I want to start. I want to feet on land. Like, I want to be, if I can help in any way.
Absolutely, you will come out and help.
Yeah, let me know.
Like, we want to shine a light more on black owned businesses. Yeah. And the demographics that other people are scared to.
Right.
Which is like a lot of politicians. They like when I start bringing them around to different podcasts. Right. Glockaware. Photo works, whatever it is, and a few others. They like look around like, this is the new generation. Yeah. This is the demographics that I touch.
And you can't be scared to go talk to these people. You got to understand.
But how do you want to expect us to vote? Or you can't hold a conversation with us.
Right.
And like, you can't engage with us. You don't know what our needs are. So that's what goes back to say that there's a lot of people making decisions for us, but it's not us. Right. That's why I like, it's so imperative for us to get in on whatever level. If it's a millennial Z's voting, Democratic's voters, young voters, if it's the mayor's office.
I want to learn about where the money go. That's what I want to know. Who's in charge of where? When you taxing us our money, I want to see.
But
I want to see.
We don't pay taxes. That's why we lose everything.
I
want to
see data sheets. I want to see spreadsheets. I want to see where the fucking money goes when you take the money out.
But
don't go to the streets. Y'all don't fix shit. So
yeah, pretty much.
I don't. Where's the money going?
Pretty much.
Like, that's why people don't want to vote.
But see that. But that's because we lost hope. For years, I did not vote. I lost hope and get early on until I learned the importance of voting. Now I know why. Now I know why is to vote the good, keep the good ones in, but to vote the bad ones out.
Right.
If you see, like, I don't want to vote because that person, they haven't done anything. Once they start seeing those numbers against them grow, they'll change up their whole pitch.
Yeah.
I understand that. Voting is important. I would never say it's not. I just, like, you started out this so beautifully when you was just talking about accountability and everybody in the neighborhoods that they actually cared. If you cared about your own neighborhood, if you cared about the way your block was with the trash on the block, man, the graffiti on the block, the fiends on the block.
I be seeing diapers getting thrown out of cars. Like, these bitches is trifling.
Right. So if everybody actually individually cared in each neighborhood, then maybe the neighborhoods wouldn't. See, white people don't play like, they don't play these games.
Because they you'll all never stick together.
You'll never see Jenkintown or Northampton or any of these play conscious. Hawking, you'll never see these places look like it looks in the city. And I think they be at these meetings. They yep. not playing it with their officials. They're not playing it with City Hall.
Yeah, they like they when it's when it's zoning for a beer store to be on every corner, they actually show up in their communities. We don't care. Like, when they opening, what time they opening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
but you got thing. But you got a bunch of older men who've gotten in their 40s or 50s and 60s and they've stopped leading. They have stopped caring. A lot of these guys, they like to be in Charlie B's and all these other little local
bars.
That's
exactly. They still want to be it. Yeah. Instead of wanting to be it in charge of your entire family and be the patriarch of your family.
Exactly.
That's why all your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, it's like people just, oh, that's not mine. That's my cousin.
I feel like they've dropped
the
ball.
So what? That's your lineage.
The generation of Philly, of the men that are, I'm going to say about maybe 50 years and up, I feel like y'all have dropped the ball.
They're the ones who failed us. Yeah. Those are the ones who failed us. That's the age group right there that has failed us and failed me, which is failing everybody else as well.
I totally agree. So they don't get talked about enough. We talk about the youth so much, but where are the older men that are you know, keeping the younger men in check, that are in shape, that are you know, breadwinners, that are really taking care of their families, solving every they're not in shape. I said there's a bunch of 50-year-old men and they gave up. And a lot, if you look at statistics, a lot of 50-year-old men are black men are dying in their 50s and 60s. We don't even get to our 70s, 80s, and 90s anymore because now we're in the hospital. Now we got diabetic issues and now we got health problems. It's a lot of men. We talk about women all day and, you know, big backs and stuff like that, but how many men walking around with these guts looking like Ethiopian kids?
Look at all these 50, 60 year old men still walking around with hip hop and little tight jeans on. Like, you 60 years old,
not dressing at age.
But they're out there on the corners enticing the young kids. Like, yeah, come on, young blood. Like, the streets is that. That's what the fuck it is.
Never been thorough.
Child, at all.
Yeah, so I think that generation don't get talked about enough. It's definitely a gap. It's missing. But, you know, I love.
You might have a bunch of niggas with canes outside your podcast.
They can show up. they can show up. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation. So, that's why I think it's. It's rare, it's dope that, like, I haven't seen too many people, like, in, you know, from your generation just really find a way to connect.
Yeah.
And it's a talent how you able to do that. It's like, it takes resolve for all the things that you got to go through, for the things that you might get blamed for when things are falling apart.
Yes.
You know, things like that. So I don't think you get enough credit. I don't think you get
people
enough
people be
flowers.
More mad than I'm still standing. Like,
how
I got
she's
so
still
much
getting
trouble
these things done.
Because like, I take a seat at the table. I'm not going to allow anybody, especially all the stuff I go through personally. I'm not going to allow nobody to stop me.
Yeah.
Like, I've been a homeless since I was 12-year-old child. Like, what the fuck makes these things, these little raggedy ass bitches going to stop me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not. And plus, most of them, they children to me. Yeah. Go sit your asses down somewhere.
What about the ones, what about the women that do come from, sweet. From quote-unquote good backgrounds? Women that come, like, she might say, is people that might work at City Hall or got nice little prestigious jobs downtown, and they see what you're doing. Like, do you come across women like that that might come from better backgrounds and better neighborhoods? Or is anybody helping you or having meetings with you or conversations with you that got their head on correctly?
Yeah, of course. We have our, you know, shout out to Center Streets office, shout out to Councilman Harity, shout out to my mentors, Councilman Kendra Brooks and Councilman Kendra Brooks and just so many others.
Because I think it's important that we because I want to know, I want to find out, like, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I ain't go to school for none of this shit.
That's why I try to tell people, find yourself an old head. So in each demographics I'm in, I have an old head.
Right.
I have a jewel or a mentor or somebody that I always tell people.
Right.
It's like, they don't want to put that work in. They don't want to do the internship on the people.
Yeah.
But that's why I sit at a table and anywhere in this room in this city.
Right.
It's because I welcome it. I've learned so much from State Rep Vanessa Lloyd Brown first taking me underneath her wing, Councilman Curtis Jones, my play uncle, Sheriff Jewel Williams, him taking me under his wing for a couple years, Jane Blackwell for well over a decade took me underneath her wings. Like, a lot of people was upset because a lot of people don't know I was only her only outside vendor every year, giving out 10,000 gifts away down at the convention center.
That's fire.
But for me, like I said, we're an interfaith coalition. I don't celebrate at all. Disappear from my own family, and yeah. my kids not even allowed to accept gifts until January.
Right.
But still, it's still work. It's a job. This is what I do.
Yeah.
Do you understand me? But it's like I still find ways for all of us to come together and try to bridge the intergenerational gap, because that's it right there. Our young people don't know how to talk to our elders. Right. Our elders don't know how to lead
right.
our young people.
I just spoke about that.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So and that's where the problems lies. That's why our people are so lost, because they don't know who to turn to.
Communication.
And when they do, they get these fraud-ass community leaders yeah. that just want to be on Instagram because your speech is good, you sound great,
right.
but you never in these streets putting that work in. Right. And I think that's what our people are tired of. They're tired of these fraudulent people that never come put that work in. It's like, okay, right. it sounds good, but what the fuck you doing for me?
I got a question. What do you think about people that have made it? People that are well off, maybe like do you think that they actually do some real help? Is it like, because I see a lot of things just for aesthetics, in my opinion. It's cool that we, you know, we do gifts, we do giveaway, da 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 da. But like people that are multi-millionaires, do you think they're really putting in the financial help that the city needs?
Absolutely not. They could be doing so much more, but I understand it now. You know, cause I used to always be so mad, like, why are they turning your back on the city? Why do you left these people behind? Why this? Why that? Baby, nigga, run. You get some money? Run. Run. Because all these people going to use you up, and everything right. else is like, I had to go through what I went through before. Like, now we have a building and so many other blessings that we're going to go into. But it's like, I had to learn, like, no, they're not on the same same type time I'm on. And it's okay. And it's mandatory that you leave everybody behind.
Yeah.
It's mandatory these days.
Okay, I want to challenge something, because that was interesting what you just said. I think it is supposed to be hard. I do believe in self-preservation. I do believe, because my mother told me this as well. She said, you can't bring everybody with you. It's people that start with you that are not going to finish with you.
Yep.
And you got to have self-preservation. And I completely understand it. When it comes to your inner circle and your upbringing, when you're trying to create, when you're trying to grow and create something magical, I completely understand that. But it's a responsibility that you do get when you get that certain type of power and influence and wealth. It is going to be a struggle. You're going to run into a lot of people that you're running to on your level that's stopping things from really happening, real progress.
Yep.
But I feel like the men, if we get back to the men who've made it, you know, men who are very influential, got real power, got real money, that I don't want them to have the mindset of, you know what, they did me dirty, they made it hard for me, fuck the city. Because it's people that's out here that's really dying.
I was
dying.
Just 2 seconds to saying, fuck this city. I ain't going to hold you.
It's easy to do that.
No, but they keep breaking in my crib.
It's easy.
There's this whole thing totally different.
We say,
and it's
God's
not Christians
working,
that keep breaking in my crib, stealing my overgarments and my Islamic fixtures. It's my own people.
Right.
And double my own people, because it's Muslims too.
Right.
Doing it. So it's like, it's mind blowing to me. It's like, because of me being a loner, which I'm okay with, and I love my people from where I love them from.
Right.
You know, anybody that's known me, I'll disappear on you for like 2-3 years, come back, like, I mean, to come bring you on a yacht because I love you. But that's just because I've been on my own since I was a child. So that's just how I am.
Right.
Don't take nothing by it, but you'll hear from me when you hear from me. And that's just me, because I'm always working. I'm always trying to elevate and thrive to do something better, to live my dreams.
That's godly.
To save somebody the way I wish somebody saved me.
Right, and that's my whole thing right there. I believe that going on what you said is going to be difficulties, because you're going to have times where you got, you know, the devil working. If the devil's working, then best believe God is working too. So if you have that type of power, that type of influence, then, you know, you have to look towards that. You have to find that type of inspiration, that type of motivation. You got to draw from that. And it's always going to be struggles. It's going to be dark days. It's going to be dog days. It's going to be days where it's not popping, where the weight of the world is on your shoulders. And a lot of people feel like, you know, I'm only responsible for my family and, you know, making sure that my inner people got it. Da-da-da-da-da. I just don't believe you can say you're a follower of God and stand on that. I just don't. Truly in your heart, if you don't feel like you should be doing the right thing, you could be doing more. There's just no way you feel comfortable saying that, like, if I just died today and only my family was good, I could have done more. I could have saved more people. You mean to tell me you're okay with leaving this earth and you could have done more?
A lot of people,
but
see, even with me, I've been... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's kind of hard to get around certain people, make it, then come back and look at those same faces.
Because they be jealous.
It's supposed to be hard.
That,
But it's you're like, right. You're right. I hear you.
I can tell you something right now. I can say, look, I'll start saying some names. There's a couple people out here that owe me some checks. DJ right. No Frills. When I first got my first check from the city, when I say he has been with me for 10 years, when I talk about her, her piece, for 10 years, every week, me working 2-3 jobs, it was okay for me to pay you for 10 years on and off for our basketball games. Other stuff. $300 every week, every show. That I was paying out my pocket. Soon as I got my first check, who I call Petey Crack. Salute Petey Crack. Always stand by my
side. Shout out Crack.
We about to get right back at it. I know he's going to kick my ass, but we about to get right back at it. I keep trying to tell him, just give me a second. Let me get my, make sure I'm straight, right? So I call Petey and I'm thinking Frills, right? Come down. Come get these checks. Let's go. This nigga ain't even show up. He ain't post. He ain't do shit afterwards. Like, but that's like the low key hate. And so I had to keep learning all these different lessons. Like, are you serious?
It's exhausting. It's draining.
It is. It's really exhausting. Like,
being in this type of business.
But for me as a woman, it's way worse.
Yeah.
It's way worse.
You can't put your heart in a person during those times of business because people are.
But see, that's how they get me every time. Because I'm always, I'm the type of person, oh, that's my baby.
They come at you real. But
they know that I'm a softie. I'm really soft as Mexican puppy shit.
It's like you said, it is mostly probably because you're a woman. Because with a man, the thing we was talking about on the last podcast, with a man, subconsciously, is always a threat for it to get physical. So you gonna always talk to a man or treat a man in a certain way where if it's a female, that is not the same type.
No, I still talk my shit to men. I'm in trouble now because I can't go into one place now because I beat up a man twice.
No, I understand that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 11/22 got kicked out of. I had to pull the bitch out, put her back in the car, pull her back out again. Like, you don't play with me.
Man, look at it. Just like when a female goes to a mechanic,
who's this?
If it's a male mechanic, he'll try to take more advantage and charge her more.
Right, because she's a female. Right.
Oh, yeah, I go through that. That's why my car's sitting right now. I was like, that's why my jaw's sitting right now. Y'all got me fucked up. Like, I don't know what.
He'll lower that shit. It's just something.
Yup, absolutely.
Some people wired like that, so the entertainment business is definitely like that.
It is. But that's where my fault was, you know, bringing people close to me, you know, and then believing that, oh, that's my family, that's my city. I want them to shine, but they don't want themselves to shine. I got no more time to play with. I got smoke champs coming. I got drink champs coming. I don't got no more time to play with people that don't want to invest in themselves. Do you understand me? It's like I keep wasting my time, keep wasting studio money and album money, EP money. Here you go. And it's like, and a lot of people get mad at me because, again, I'm not cliquish. Two, I don't just do showcases. What the fuck y'all got for my people? Don't put my logos on. I'm very, very, I used to let everybody just put logos on. Okay, I'll be here to help with
sponsors. I'm glad she brought that up.
I'll do this, I'll do that. I'm not doing none of that no more. Because, hey, shout out to Ken Wilkes. You know what I mean? You going to sing for me. But, you know, I'm not doing that no more. I'm very careful of my energy. A lot of times people don't understand. I don't want people around me.
Right.
And I'm at the point in my life where I'm okay. I don't care how much I love you.
Preach.
I don't give a fuck. I just don't care no more. You know, I don't care. Like, even my kids, like, mine, I'm good. I'm right there. But no, I don't. No, it is. That's exactly what the fuck I meant. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care no more. I don't care if somebody hung. I don't care. People have to show me this is what they want, then I will. Until then, I'm going to stick with who I choose. Yeah. So I know I don't care.
Right. I want to say this, Buck, to what you were saying, to what she was just, Sister Talia was saying, that because she's a woman, right? And because she does so many Wonder Womanish things and she's so gifted at what she does, right? The men who have come around her, the entertainers, or whether they're political figures or whether they got influence in the streets or wherever they got influence at, if you've come around Sister Talia and you see the monumental, the huge things she's trying to create, if you did not decide to step up and be a protector, to have her back, that the protector in certain meetings and rooms.
More than half of it is just because they try to get with me.
And that's weirdo shit. You got to be able to learn how to work with a woman
Let me come over and talk to you about it.
Without expecting, you know, any type of sexual favors. But that is the man's job, his duty, his obligation. If you decided, I want to team with her, I want to work with her, then it was your job to protect her in those meetings and those rooms so she's not taking advantage of, so she don't feel drained, so she can continue to get up and do these Wonder Woman things. We got women out here who's talking about eating asses online. But instead, we got women like her out here who's out touching, you know, the
people actually doing God's work.
Any artist that me know, they can't even twerk around me. Like, shout out to Mr. Dance Champion, best friend of bro, and we, everything we do. But he be cracking up, like, are you gonna make somebody cry today? I don't want to make them cry.
Yeah.
But like, when, especially when we doing auditions, but cut as soon as they start that twerking. Now I know, go ahead and do something sexy, do something to show off your ballet, show off all that good stuff. But that ratchet twerking, you ain't doing that shit on my platform. There's plenty of artists, and I'm not gonna say because my sister and I love her to pieces, but I will not put her stuff up if her titties are out. Right. She gets so mad at me. She understands it and respects it now. We used to argue about it for years. No, I'm not. Right. I love you. Right. I'm not putting it up on my page, and I'm not promoting it.
I understand.
And if people
that.
Can't respect it, I don't care. I'm still going to keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm still going to be loving on you, period.
Right. No, I totally get that. I just wish you was protected more, because we need more people like you out here that's doing what you're doing more. As dope that, a woman like you.
Do you agree with that?
What?
Do you agree with what she just said?
Not putting the girl up because of... Yeah.
But that's my platform.
I do.
So I can say what I want on my platform. You know, because it's my personal choice. I'm not doing it.
Because we don't have enough good women out here online that's good representatives.
They all trash. It's like, they all
I have a daughter. I want to get married one day. This is like, because it's real. I'm tired of young bullshit. I don't care about titties. I don't care about pussy. I don't care about none of that.
Yeah, what about the rest of your life?
Exactly. At some point, you done been with so many women or had so many experiences where it's not the highlight. It's not the... Oh, you can show
because
your
a lot of people,
online.
A lot of these men aren't secure with themselves.
Exactly.
So, like, it's a fad. So they're gonna be like, oh, okay, this sounds good. Like, I'm just gonna jump over here because they're not man enough to hold down a family. They're not man enough to educate and guide that
it's
family.
It's the harder thing to do.
Most of these men aren't man enough to go knock on the door. Like, here goes some Pampers for the baby. I don't fuck with you, bitch, but here you go.
And that's real man shit. We just spoke about that on the last episode. You know what I mean? You have a responsibility at the end of the day. If you're getting a woman pregnant, then if you're not going to marry her, you still owe her protection and provision, my nigga.
Exactly.
Now, as a woman, your strength is in your tongue. So even though you have to watch, how the things that come, because you can either help build a king or you can help tear one down.
What y'all do all the time? They do it all the time.
They don't give you the right to talk crazy
Men don't want to come home to a nagging ass woman. Where's the food at? They got some biscuits to go with it? Like,
it's a two-way street. No. You know what I mean? Both.
It's a way of life.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a way of life. And a lot of people don't understand their lanes. Like me as a woman, no matter what, me being a boss, being an alpha, I know my lane.
Yeah.
Do I see my lane is still to make sure my husband is well taken care of. Yeah. That my husband's food is there by the time he gets off of work.
It's just the level of femininity that you're in when he walks
through
the door. But also about
of training to take care of my family ultimately.
Right.
Do you understand me? Like, my older kids are young because are mad and pissed. My youngest child, because the rest of my kids are grown, but my youngest child is allowed to eat oodles and noodles and stuff. Yeah. I ain't got it in me no more cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah. But all the rest of them I did that for in my prime. Right. And I was like, here you go, Layla. What you want? You want some rabbit? You always hear you go, boo. You know,
can I ask you something?
I still make sure my child has.
That's dope what you're talking about. I think it's a disconnect with your generation and the younger generation of women, the generation of women that I'm in with. So
the seasoned generation, boo.
I wasn't walking into that, John. But I think a lot of women in my age range feel like they look down on their mothers, they look down on their grandmothers, they look down on the women of your generation. They think it's slave work to be doing. They want husband things, but they think it's slave work.
We are so lost from the grandmoms to the great grandmoms to the grandbabies. These bitches don't know shit.
Yeah.
They just don't.
But they
know
claim it
shit.
Though. They always talk about their ancestors and what
they bad bitches. And they bad. Man, get the hell out of here. Like, that shit gets old. Your ass and your titties start to sag. What you got then?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just point blank, period. Like, our people all across the board were just lost. Right. And until people are look at these little cowards. Like I said earlier, we don't have killers in our streets. Yeah. We got just shooters. Complete fucking cowards. And it's like, what happened to controlling your block? Yeah. That's why me and Beanie made our tagline, control your block.
Yeah.
We're going to do what we got to do because we have no choice. Yeah. That's the way the system is designed for us to go get this money.
Right.
But be smart. Get in, get out.
Yeah.
Get in, get out. Control your blocks. No women, no children, no working men.
Right.
No Period. Civilians. No civilians, kids, but no because women. We got all these cowards in these streets, we're the first to die.
Yeah, we're not holding nobody accountable. It's one thing I want to say, because I know we're getting close to the time. All right, so
when you put these showcases together, when you're trying to make big events happen, you got these rappers. There's a million and one rappers and singers in the city, right?
Yeah.
Because you're only one person, and even though you're one person, you're Wonder Woman, and you do a lot of great things. At the end of the day, it's politicians that know you, it's people of influence that know you, it's people that got money that know you. When I see these events, I don't feel that you get backed enough. I don't feel that the artist gains enough.
Because a lot of people...
I'm going to walk you down, because I want you to get the full grasp of where I'm... I don't feel that... Because they want to put it all on you, and you can't put it all on one person. I feel that when you go to Atlanta, when you go to New York, the artists, the up-and-coming artists are promoted and presented in a different light. Like, it's a big deal. When it's time to do a showcase, or it's time to do a show, and there's no posters up when people are coming to these events, there's no real type of reward for doing this event. You just got 40 artists ready to perform. And nothing for them. And for other artists, that's not packed out. It should be a big deal with anybody who got any type of good music, any type of substance. It should be a sold-out building every single time. I don't feel that you got enough help or enough influence, enough people that's really promoting. I like to think a lot of people are leeches and just want to have their name on the poster. But
that's exactly what it is.
But all this money that niggas got and flashing across their arms and all the foreigners that y'all
that's,
in.
They think that's what it is. And it's like they try to. And first of all, a lot of these men, they are. And it is what it is. Yeah. Like, I'm alpha. They do not like that I'm the one running shit. And when they got to circle back three times, like, oh, I can't do nothing unless I go through her. You fucking dummies. Right. And it's like, not even with me being I'm soft as puppy shit, and like soft as a Mexican kitten, my ex-husband used to call it. But it's like, people don't understand that. And it's like, I play no games. Can I do this for real? If you're not gonna have, that's what I said. I don't have showcases. I have showcases. Some of my artists get mad, but like, come on, let's have slow down a minute.
For what? What
are we doing it for? Just do two songs for $20? No, I don't do that. If it's about,
it should be a real.
If it's about having a platform, which is the reason why I do showcases. So let's get that clear. Is to make sure I have these sponges. Is to make sure that I have Pico and people in the building actually giving out real resources, jobs, links to jobs, hiring. Shout out to Resources West Philly and a few others.
That's fire.
That's the whole reason of me doing these events in the music. Right. So I can make sure that these demographics has the
So you
resources.
Had these companies at these events, like Pico, like, you know, all right, you can get with this program. You can get this type of help if you need this type of help for your family.
RDR.
Yeah, so we're not just doing showcases. We got actual businesses in these showcases.
Businesses, and we're also and we have platforms where where, like, especially with the one, Stay Tuned. Again, shout out to Smoke Champs, The Real Chain Lotto, Hollywood Hem, and Drink Champs.
But, shout out to both.
Yes, all y'all. But like, what we're bringing up here to Philadelphia. Philadelphia wasn't even on the map with them.
Right.
They weren't even doing it. Now we're doing two. We're doing two, but again, it's about the resources. Yeah. But I put, like, a lot of my artists, I push them. Yeah. No, get a show track. Stop walking back and forth across the stage. I cut people. Yeah. If you don't get your showmanship, if you don't get your craft together, I'm not doing it. I don't care how hot your song is. You walking back across the stage, it's not doing that for me. I'm ignoring
artist development.
Yeah, but it's still like a lot of people get mad, like, they want me to be. I'm not a manager. I'll put you in the right place, but you got to do it for yourself first. I'm not doing it no more.
A lot of artists don't understand that. They're waiting for somebody to come save them or point them the way. I'm a studio. You just be in the studio all day. You understand? You're wearing 100 different hats. I don't care if you're in the entertainment industry. You're doing every single thing for yourself. Nobody's going to care about your product more than you.
Like, and if you can't if you can't invest in yourself and start moving out your neighborhood, gotta have a budget. Do you want me to do?
Feet on land can't be scared.
I tell you all the time, always have budgets. I know, like right now, you know, and any other time, people go through stuff. I go through stuff. You go through stuff. Everybody goes through stuff. We're not right, but come up with a plan.
Yeah.
Know that at this point in this month's while, especially over the winter, I tell everybody, buckle down during the winter time. Get all that money up so you go on all these different events all across the country. And you can start doing all these events. I tell y'all.
Was just in Atlanta, right? You just was doing this. Just went to Atlanta, did something. And Texas.
But see, exactly. And then Hollywood and everybody, I couldn't go because I had to stay here because I already had two events. Mm-hmm. But half my team went to South by Southwest. Then I stayed here, stayed behind.
Yeah.
You know, everybody doesn't have to go. And it's like, that's why I don't want to say I'm a one-woman show because I would be lying. Because I have so much support. I do have support privately and publicly.
Yeah.
Privately and publicly. Because, you know, I out a lot of people, just like D.A. Larry Krasner. I'll blackball for that, and I still don't give a fuck. I'll do it again. You know, a lot of my families are wiped out because of this man.
Right.
But people don't get that. Y'all still voting back in.
Yeah.
Now we're still all dying.
Right. That's true. I know a lot of lacrosse is not popular, especially amongst the police force and in the neighborhoods and things like that. I heard a lot about that. So,
but he keeps the wheels going of us keep going to jail instead of fixing it once and for all because he's too scared to sit down with people with the real ones. And it's like the city always recognizes the ones that are just in the limelight or got a million likes, but you don't see them doing anything. You don't see them healing anybody.
Yeah.
Just talking that good motivation talk on the gram, and what are they doing?
Yeah.
Anytime I call them, like, oh, your own cousin called me talking about you won't answer the phone for them.
Yeah.
What? Right. Then how are you stopping the violence? How are you out there helping people with trauma and grief and trauma grief? You're not.
Right.
It's just likes. It's like how this grant money stuff goes, like how I get, you'll see the workshops coming up, how I help everybody get grants. You'll see that. You'll see people just bullshit.
Yeah.
Just straight up and down, just bullshit.
You mean once they get the money?
Now, once they get the money, they don't, you know, it's not about the work. It's all like crack. It's just another hustle.
Yeah.
It's just another hustle. I've been cussed out before for, you know, with a couple people I had to let go. So I'm like, well, just give us the money. We'll flip it. Baby, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
But you want to be the number one stop the violence person in here. But you tell me to give what? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm actually hated by a whole group for that. Yeah. But people don't know that. The people don't know that stuff. That I'd rather choose my integrity over than the fuck shit. All
right. So look, this was a great interview. I want to have you up here again.
Can we extend it for another 5?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to ask you
Go
right ahead.
Please.
It's a two-part question.
Go ahead, please.
The first half of this question is, why do you feel that, being as though you behind the scenes, you work with a lot of people,
why is 2100?
That Philly is not like how ATL is when it comes down to supporting each other. And the second part is, do working with, like a Beanie Siegel or a Meek Mill, do you not feel that they should be like a how would Yo Gotti doing?
But that's why I feel that too, and I got the answers for that.
And the artists that they reach for, I understand they're reaching for artists, but why they reaching Paris, the Cheek Raws, the Joey Jahez, the people who already can put up videos and get 50,000 views?
Because they're not going to allow anybody to supersede them. Trust me. I have influencers turning around left and right still every time they come to me still for ideas. I got heavy influencers of the city and legends that owe me money but turn around to ask to marry me. I mean, like, this is how Philly, the mentality is.
I think that's a Meek Mill question.
That's a Beanie, Meek Mills, and all the rest of them. All the rest of them.
They've both been in a position to where they got, even now, they got connections with all the top people behind the scenes and all that shit.
Yeah.
Why is Meek signing people from out of the city instead of signing?
Because the crab in a barrel.
All the too raw for the street eras.
Not just them. I'm just saying any of them.
That was his era, though.
Yeah.
We run the streets, flamers, all of that. Yeah.
The ones they signing and putting them on, because even if they're not making money off of them, there's still a tax write-off, so you're still going to make money even if they don't sell.
That's a good question.
So why are they not doing what the niggas from ATL, the niggas from Memphis doing, and signing them niggas that's already, because I put up videos with NH, and he gets 60,000 views on freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So why are you not signing him and signing them, let them see what they can do, even if it don't pop, you still got a tax write-off, but you putting Philly on at the same time, because the niggas you signing out of state ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
So why you not, why they just not doing that, even with Beanie? Why you not, I understand getting the younger people, but why not getting the people who already getting views already?
Yeah, but see, that's where I felt that, again, like I said, the crab in the barrel, I was, I'm saying this in general, so, you know, nobody like, oh, I said this, because I don't feel like it.
Right.
With this, but there's so many influencers that I went to. And this is me being naive, and I'm a grown-ass woman, I'm able to say this. This is where I was being naive, thinking the same people that fucked this city up would help me fix it, especially if I paid them. No. What they won't do is allow me to supersede their legacy.
Damn,
and I'm just now having to figure that out.
So how much? Feel like by them doing
that's
it,
deep.
Feel like those people are going to supersede them?
Yeah, they think that. I've heard stuff like that come out their mouth. They're not, it doesn't matter. But you got to remember, a lot of our own people here in Philadelphia, they don't have their own business right. Don't you think some of these biggest rappers here in Philadelphia and other ones, I got ones in New York, I got ones that I know we're trying to get business done and get them a check. like, and got the paperwork, and they still couldn't get the W-9 stuff right, where I had to leave them alone. These are big legends. Well, they can't get their business right. You'd be wondering why our black people can't, their business can't get right, because it's always some nigga business. And yes,
I see. And not educated still. You would think, because they met, or they had, they touched money, might have money now, they would have the education.
Yeah, but no, but that's the reason why they're not at the levels, a lot of them, that the levels that they should be on.
Yeah,
it'll take you an hour just to read over contracts, and then whatever you understand, Google what words you don't understand.
But they still don't get that. They still worry about that quick buck. They're not worried about legacy. A lot of people out here are just worried about that quick money grabs, the quick money grabs, quick money grabs. Fuck, it's going to be a new artist, so fuck them. We're going to fuck them over, use them as far as we can throw them.
As long as he's hot, he hot, get on the quick song. Quick money grab,
make me look good, not them look good. I'm not going to make them look good. I'll make myself look good off of them. And that's just the way it goes.
Right.
You right about that, because something important that I had heard a few weeks ago was that when you put in a position, no matter if it's music, being an athlete, no matter what you get into, like, you may not think about it at the moment, but you really in a position to change people's lives.
But they get tired too. Once you get to that point, and I understand that. Like, I used to be so mad at Will Smith. Like I was telling earlier, I've been homeless since I was 12, 13 year old child. And one of the studios, shout out to Bernard Parker, Will Smith used to be in his studios over on 54 from Burks in Winfield. And every day, they used to always have a platter as I'm walking past in the alleyways. I would have no coat, of holes, shoes with holes in them. You know what I mean? And him or his mom would always have some sandwich, leftover spaghetti for me. So I used to get glimpse of Will Smith. So I knew when I finally hit Miami and up at Williamsport and stuff hustling, I finally like, oh, he made it. He made it. He's making it, or whatever the case may be. But I was like, I hated him for so many years, up until probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I always respected him. Don't get it messed up. Will Smith. But it's like, why didn't you touch back? Especially like when, as a child, I didn't know any better. Now I know, once you get to that, you can't turn back. You got to keep going, because these niggas are going to bring you right back down. You can't turn back. And I've had $1 million, I've had $100,000 grant, and I keep trying to give it back to the community. Now that shit's over. That's over. I'm going to do it. I mean, I'm going to touch this community the way I know how to touch it, without them creating any more havoc in my own personal realm.
That's probably how you feel about me.
Yeah, he's tired. Like some crab-ass niggas. Like, especially the ones that, well, you ain't did nothing for us. What the fuck you do for me? Every time I look back at the text message, like, can I?
The other part, if you care about your legacy.
But people don't think that far.
Put that shit to the side. To say, look, now, like, what Jay-Z do? I signed you to the label anyway. So now, I'm making money off you anyway. So my legacy is going to move on, because even if none of y'all niggas pop, I gave all y'all niggas a shot, and I still got.
I like that more so what I agree with. It's listen, the harder thing to
at
do.
At some point, you got to let some shit go, bro.
If nobody died, the harder thing to do is to say, you know what, I'm going to be the bigger man. And I'ma save the city, or do my part to save the city. Yeah, you're close to billionaires, multi-millionaires.
You can literally single-handedly make Philly, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Single-handedly.
You can, but you have to change the atmosphere. You gotta change. You gotta change the way they think.
Up a nigga from every hood. You pick up NH from over there, Cheek Raw from over here, Vodka from over here. Fucking Oskino from over here. This from AR Ad from over here. The nigga, and you get all them. They all already make money on their own.
Yeah, but that's the whole problem right there. Them niggas ain't gonna come together. A couple of them will.
They don't have.
But overall,
they don't have to do shit together. You, by you reaching out, they automatically connected. They don't have to do shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have my picks, but a lot of them are so scared to leave their drill music stuff alone. As when I say shoot, shoot, kill, 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 because all they know, they're not real musicians as far as I'm concerned. Because if you're a real musician, you'll be able to spit about anything.
Right. I'll make this different type of music.
All right. Thanks
for letting me ask. That's cool. Before I, ended, is like, do you got any last word to your folks, your peoples watching, anything else you want to say before I bring it to a close?
No, I'm coming back out, and I apologize. I just want to say real quick into y'all face that I love y'all. Thank y'all for y'all support. Mm-hmm. I know I have not been posting. I don't want to be bothered because that little ugly, filthy whore, that every time I post somebody, she's in the inbox, and it just takes so much out of me. Like, it's so annoying. It's so annoying, but I'm not going to allow people of that filth right. to continue to keep getting in my way of me touching on people and loving on people. Yeah. I'm not going to keep allowing that. You
need
know,
you out here.
You know, I love that person as a little sister, but that you know she they want to do something else. They want to keep being me. So anybody
gets, how you know it's working.
But also when once we make those announcements, don't get it fucked up, y'all. Y'all, I catch you on that side. Stay on that side. Don't ask me to get on my platforms because that person will never be who I am and what I aspire to be because my passion and the love that I have for my artists and for my team. So do not get it messed up. So with that being said, thank you for bringing me on this platform, giving me a platform to talk my shit.
No doubt. We're going to bring you back up here.
Yes, let them know who Sister Talia really is because y'all don't have a clue.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've been in these streets. I was running around 10 pounds a week, 4.5, while y'all bitches steady fucking and tricking and sucking and fucking. Not I. That's another thing. All my kids halal. My kids halal. And I couldn't be more proud. I could walk in any community, political, entertainment room. Not one of y'all have fucked. So with that being said, salute. Thank you.
That's dope. I appreciate you coming, man. That was fire. Before we get out of here, I want to give. What you say?
She said not one.
Yeah, not a one,
right?
Bro.
That was heavy, right? I want to give a shout out to Redcon One again. Big sponsor, big thanks. Yes, Redcon One, please use code Alante at checkout, man. Get your discount, man. We ain't playing around. We hitting the gym. We teaching men. We getting men to get in shape, discipline. It teaches delayed gratification. All of that stuff, man. You're going to be a better man at the end of the day, man. This is what you need right here, man.
Wait, what you say? Delayed gratification?
Delayed gratification.
That shit almost went over my head, child. Yeah, man, did he say?
You know, because it's a lot of days where you're not going to see no progress in there. So, you know, you ain't going to see it till later on.
I love what you're doing out in Malcolm X Park.
Yeah, man. Yep. So, yeah.
Shout out to the whole CLDC family, social music movement, Glockaware, City of Spitters Entertainment, already famous, What You Scared to Say podcast. Shout out to so many people. LC Designs, I'm coming by for my platter. Just everybody. I love y'all, and I will see y'all soon.
Yeah.
Peace.
Like, subscribe, share. Episode 21.
Let's go.
You just watched What You Scared to Say podcast. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe now.